Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, Steph.
Hi, Michael.
So Ghibli's Heck is on hiatus right now because we've just released the book and we don't have new episodes just yet. In fact, Jake is taking some very well-deserved holidays, so we can say whatever we want about him on mic. But what I thought we would do is, we aren't the only podcast talking about anime, and so we could use this opportunity to recommend a podcast made by our friends and colleagues that maybe people can listen to while Ghibli's Heck's on hiatus.
Yeah, absolutely. It's called Animator Z, and the hosts Shaylin Go and Beck Hill kind of talk about anime in each episode with a special guest. They've already covered something that we've been maybe trying to work out if we could ever talk about because it's so huge, Neon Genesis Evangelion. So they've already covered the movies and I think have a little bit of chat about the TV show as well. So if that's something that you're interested in, then definitely worth a listen.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's got an interesting dynamic at the heart of it. So Shay Lengo, the musician, very into his anime. I think he's watched, is it every episode of One Piece or every episode of Naruto? One of those massive long-running series. Meanwhile, Beck Hill, comedian, CITV presenter, she just launched her new CITV like Art Attack style program this week that's kind of cool. She watched a lot of anime growing up, but is a bit of a lapsed fan, never went too deep. So it's a little bit almost like the Ghibli Attack dynamic, but starting with Evangelion is quite a tall order. That show, that whole media franchise, and then the rebuild films, quite a thing to get your teeth around. But some of the guests they have on are pretty fun. There's David Leavesley. Hearing him speak about the symbolism of Evangelion takes me right back to being trapped at a house party in a corner with the world's biggest Evangelion fan who absolutely needs to tell you all of the subtext, all of the themes at play. So it's a lot of fun to be had on the show and I can't wait to hear what they tackle in the future.
Yeah, definitely. So if you like the sound of that, here's Beck Hill giving us a little bit more information on the podcast.
Hey there, Ghibliotech listener. I'm comedian Beck Hill, one of the hosts of Animator Z, a new podcast that's all about anime.
And I'm rapper Shay Lingo. I'm a big anime lover. And together, we're on an anime odyssey right now.
Oh yeah, we're talking giant robots.
And epic Viking battles.
And a whole lot more. So whether you're an anime otaku, is that right, Shay?
You got it.
Yeah. Or you're more anime curious like me, have a listen to Animator Z. Here's a little taste of what you'll hear. Before we dig into the core of the discussion in the same way that Nerve digs into the core of the earth. See, I was paying attention.
I loved and hated that.
I'm not. It's for you, Shay. There's plenty more where that came from. I love me a pun. I love me a gag. Strap yourself in.
Let's go.
But I need some more background. So, Shay, who even comes up with stuff like Evangelion?
A man called Hideaki Anno. That's who comes up with that. He's the chief creator of both the original Neon Genesis Evangelion series and the rebuild of Evangelion films as well. And is credited as the key animator, supervising director and production designer.
Oh, do you know what that reminds me of? Remember, did you ever do media studies in school?
Yeah.
You know, when you like do a project and you do all the work and you have to like team up with other people and they don't pull their weight.
Yeah.
So you put your name on all the credits so the teacher knows that you did all of it. That's what I feel like Anna's done there.
I mean, there's a lot of him in it. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
it comes from such a very, very tangible and real set of emotions and traumas and problems that I think he faces and pushes across very well in the series and the films. Mm. So I can imagine he probably had to take a lot of these roles.
Yeah, well, yeah, because you and I were chatting before we started recording about the fact that we both tend to create in all sort of senses, because what we do, even though it's very different, is so personal. And so, like, from a comedic side, I'm used to not only like writing my stand-up shows, but I will produce them, I'll market them, I'll do every side of it, because I want to be in control, because it's so personal to me, it's my life. And you have the same thing with your music. And so I get him.
Definitely. I feel like even with music, it's so inherently personal to who you are in its most pure forms. You know what I mean? Like, and a lot of that purity comes from your pain. Do you know what I mean? It comes from whether you're trying to make people laugh with your pain, or you're trying to make people just kind of understand and have an insight to that pain, or enjoy your pain in some capacity to help them understand it, because of the way you've decided to, the medium you've decided to communicate that in. Do you know what I mean? I think people very much respond most naturally to emotions, and emotions that they can't necessarily share in the most regular or kind of casual of ways. So extravagant or more dramatic or thematic ways of communicating that pain, or communicating those issues, or those good times in whatever capacity, is always going to kind of hit the viewer, or hit the fan, or hit the eye in a way, especially if they don't have any other outlets for that. Do you know what I mean? Or haven't seen any other outlets or examples of that up until this point. And then it's just about how you do it.
So is there anything else that Hideki has made?
Yeah, so we started out as a key animator on a couple of Studio Ghibli films, including Grave of the Fireflies and Noshka of the Valley of the Wind.
Oh, right. Now, that's really interesting, because Noshka of the Valley of the Wind, it's my favourite anime.
Okay.
Absolute favourite. Didn't know he worked on it. Like, it's my favourite, but I couldn't tell you who the key animator was. That's because, like, I watch them. I don't really, like, look at the credits, which is a terrible thing to say as an artist. But I love that film. And one of the reasons I love it is because it's fantastic storytelling. It's got all of the emotional arc, the journey, everything that you want. It's got an incredible female protagonist, but also, like, other women in it who have, like, different sort of personalities, which is rare in anime. But of course, in the Evangelion, in the first one that we've watched, the women are immediately highly sexualized.
Yeah, and immediately.
And I remember thinking, oh, that's a shame, you know. And so to know that he'd also worked on something that is an earlier, that's so progressive in that sense, there's a little part of me that's like, oh, I get that you want to tell your story, mate, but I'm sure you could put more women in there. Yeah. But the big similarity is, as soon as I saw the angels, I was like, oh, that looks like one of the god warriors. Mm. You know, the massive god warrior they have at the end of Nausicaa. It was like, shoots fire out its mouth and everything. And I was like, oh, because it's sort of half flesh, half like something mechanical about it, you know. So, yeah, that makes sense now that there's that connection. Yeah, so that's interesting. I didn't realize that Hideki's stuff went back that far. And obviously there was a TV series.
Yeah, and it was definitely considered to be one of the most influential anime of its time. Obviously, it came out in 1995. There was 26 episodes of it. I know there was parts of it, like some other anime, where fans were left a little bit unhappy towards the end.
Yeah, which is so classic with anything that people love. Like, I feel like any cult TV show, there's people who don't like the ending because it's so hard to get it right.
I mean, we could list off the names. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Is that why Anno did the remakes then? Did the films?
Yeah, so to kind of reimagine or to reconstruct what they know to be the ending or the storyline, I guess was his way of kind of readdressing that issue and showing how much it means to him that the messages come across in the right ways. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I get that as well, because I've just started to write books for the first time. I mean, for 8 to 12 year olds, so, you know, I'm not like cracking out the Tolkien-esque novels or anything, but it's my first experience doing that. And when I finished the first one, I started working on the second one, I realized there's a lot of stuff that I had learned that is like a better way of writing. But by the time I'd learned that, you know, the first book's already being printed, so I'm like, oh, I can't change that. Yeah, and like the first books, but obviously if it was awful, they wouldn't have let me get it printed. But like, I wish I could go back and, you know, rewrite it, because I'm a perfectionist. And I get the feeling that Anna is a perfectionist as well, considering all of the roles
he
took.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You kind of have to be to take all of those roles and then also to take all of those roles again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
to kind of to then remake it into something that you understand to be now not just a remaking, but a different communication with your fans. Because if they continue to be unhappy at that point, maybe, do you know what I mean? Or they don't agree with the fact that you've remade it or whatever the case may be, it becomes another conversation and another one and another one. And really, as an artist, all you're trying to do is communicate and feel like you've communicated with an amount of people that kind of help you understand and continue to communicate your own journey past a certain point. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? As well as unpack and visit things that you might not be able to visit or haven't been able to visit in the normal world, in the regular kind of ether of life, which is why you're at this point, do you get me? Which is why you're creating to unpack, especially when you're touching on topics of mental health and trauma and PTSD and trying to explore all of these different things in such symbolistic and kind of representative and metaphoric ways. Do you know what I mean? I think he's done a fantastic job.
So the first film came out in 2007. Mm-hmm. What were you doing in 2007?
In 2007, I was watching Naruto. I was watching Death Note. I'm a big Death Note fan.
Yeah. I got into Death Note through the live action version.
What?
Yeah. And then, like, no, because it just, like, I was flicking channels and it was playing. Yeah. I can't remember what channel. Mm. And I was like, what is this? But that's when I was like, oh, this is interesting. Let's watch the anime. Yeah.
Well, the anime in 37 episodes is definitely one of the best told stories that I've consumed in my life. Like, including movies and series and whatever. Like, I'm like, I just think it was written so well and it was pieced together so amazingly and coherently and uniquely. And the plot twists are some of the best I've seen in film and cinema and animation, like, full stop. Including books I've read.
So, like, what do you reckon sets Evangelion apart from those?
I would love to be able to tell you, Beck, but there's probably a man that's a lot more qualified in that realm to be able to talk about that. And joining us in the studio to answer that question is news and features editor at British GQ Online, David Leavesley.
Oh my God, it is such a pleasure to be here to talk about my favourite thing that nobody ever gets to talk about with me at all.
You walked in and we were like, this guy knows anime. Like, could you explain to the listeners what you're wearing right now?
I can indeed. So this is a shirt, sort of like a camp collar shirt, like a bowling shirt. Yep. And it has, I think, like a knockoff version of Broly from Dragon Ball Z.
Definitely.
On it. And I found it in a charity shop and was like, this moment,
this is
an iconic fashion moment. I need to get on this. And it's one of those things where people in the street see you and they just go, what a weird, ironic shirt that man is wearing. But then sometimes, like, a waitress will be like, somebody likes Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I actually don't.
She's like, where's Goku?
So, I mean, I also have a hat with Mew on as well. So I just really went all out today.
Yeah.
Because, like, anime is one of those things that you never really get to talk about with anybody.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.